Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good evening. This is Pat Smith, known as Jonah's sister on social media. This talk show is based on scriptural knowledge, the Word of God. Let me first start by reading 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. So we would like to focus our ministry as well. This is a prayer ministry. We would like to focus our prayer ministry on 2 Timothy 3, verse 7, which says, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So it is my prayer that this ministry will help people, at least those who are willing to do so, to come to the knowledge of the truth. We are fully aware that some people don't like hearing or knowing certain truths that perhaps do not support their personal agendas. But we are not here to judge, nor do we condemn anybody, because we don't have a heaven or hell to put people in. Okay, I would like to do a brief summary of what was on the agenda or has been on the agenda previously. We started talking about Manasseh really United States of America, which relates to the number 13. I know that some people like to say the number 13 is unlucky and all this other stuff, but the United States of America is symbolized by the number 13. It's, the symbols can be found in the flag, the Great Seal, and other items that relates to America, symbolize America. The history of America is an enormous fact-finding project. I would encourage anyone interested in knowing more about America's history than what is covered during this short period of time. I would encourage you to research it when you have more time to do so on your own. God's word says history will repeat worse than it's ever been documented before. To determine this to be a fact, we must first visit biblical generations of events. Ephraim has already been identified as Great Britain, just as Manasseh is being identified now as United States of America. And discovering that America originally began as 13 colonies brings us to this historical beginning. America, seeking independence from England and the British Crown, started out as 13 American colonies, declared themselves sovereign and independent states. Now, there are two prominent people who were named Manasseh in the Holy Bible, but we're only going to be concerned at this time about one of them. And he was the son of Joseph. His name was Manasseh, the oldest son of Joseph and Asenath, who was the daughter of an Egyptian priest. Manasseh is the ancestor of the tribe of Manasseh. Jacob adopted his grandchildren Ephraim and Manasseh. From, as I said, Ephraim symbolizes Great Britain, and Manasseh has been identified as United States of America, one of the lost tribes of Israel. So Jacob adopted his grandchildren Ephraim and Manasseh to be equal with his own sons. This can be found in Genesis 48, verse 5. The tribe of Manasseh is the only tribe that settled on both sides of the Jordan River. The family of Manasseh on the east side, the half-tribe of Manasseh, increased in population while dwelling in the land. They were unfaithful to God. Okay? They were unfaithful to the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after gods of the peoples of the land whom God had destroyed before them. God caused the half-tribe of Manasseh to go into captivity. The king of Assyria is Germany. The nation of Germany is biblical Assyria. The king of Assyria carried the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh into captivity. This can be found in 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. Okay. Also, I would like to note that because we are a ministry, we are unable to afford a premium talk show right now. So the Lord has blessed me with three other people who want to help me. So we're going to do our best to make this talk show work. We're not giving up yet. So we're going to keep on keeping on. So many changes going on right now, I can't even keep up with what's going on. But to continue with the summarization, we were discussing the book of Daniel, and I had given out certain scriptures. We were talking about the vision of the four beasts, Daniel chapter 7, verses 1 through 28, and Revelation chapter 17, verses 3, 7, and 12, and Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. We were discussing about Daniel's vision of the four beasts, the lion with eagle's wings, a bear, a leopard, and beast number 4, which is described in Revelation chapter 17, verses 3, 7, and 12. Daniel had a vision of 10 horns. These horns are symbolized as 10 kings. In Revelation 17:17, we had talked about a one-world government. And this scripture tells us, reveals to us, rather, how God will put it into the hearts of men to fulfill his purpose to be of one mind. So this is coming whether people are willing to believe it or accept it. It is going to happen. This is Bible prophecy fulfilling each and every day. We see it in the news going on. A lot of people don't know what's going on. A lot of people don't understand what's going on. Well, this is what's going on. One world government will come. So people need to get ready and be prepared for it. Because God's word says, he will put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. So it's important to learn about these four beasts in Daniel's vision in Daniel chapter 7. I also want to mention how God gives some people the spiritual gift of discernment according to 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 and 10. Now, what people are doing with these spiritual gifts, only God knows. The word says, God's word says, many people are called, but few are chosen. So perhaps many people are not answering the call. The invisible spiritual realm, which can be found in Daniel 10, verses 12 through 21, Daniel was visited by an angel of the Lord who had to battle Satan before the angel could deliver the message for Daniel. That was from God Almighty. Satan himself, who is also called the Prince of Persia. I know there's a lot of Hollywood movies and stuff going on about the Prince of Persia and this and that and the other. But the Prince of Persia in the Bible is Satan, Lucifer, also called the devil. Okay? He's also called the God of this world. This can be found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. And Satan is deceiving the entire world. We see that going on each and every day, according to Revelation 12, verse 9. And in Ephesians 6, verse 12, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we find the fallen angels that are followers of Satan, who was thrown out of heaven right along with him. And evil people in this world, those people who are unrepentant, who choose to worship false gods, those type of people are being deceived and controlled by the powers and forces mentioned and described in Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 12. Okay? A lot of times people don't understand about all the criminal activity that's going on around them or a lot of turmoil that's going on in families. People need to realize they're not dealing with individual people. They're not dealing with flesh and blood. They're not dealing with flesh and blood. The Bible reveals to us that these people are possessed with demonic powers, okay? These demonic powers are described in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Please visit GodsChristianWords.org to learn more about this topic and many other topics that will be discussed in the future. God's Christian Warriors is a Body of Christ ministry, and to learn in-depth information regarding these scriptures and others that's related to end-time events that's going on right now, please visit our website, GodsChristianWarriors.org. Okay? There are other ministries out there with the same name, God's Christian Warriors, my understanding. But there's only one God's Christian Warriors that I am aware of that is a full Body of Christ ministry. Okay? So we are living in perilous times, according to 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. And it describes how people will be acting in the last days, the very last days. So how many people do you see that fit in these scriptures precisely as it is described in 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5? I'm sure you will find many of them. Last time I was trying to play the recording of a testimony of a lady that was sent to me. She had a vision of Jesus Christ. Okay, Jesus Christ, according to her vision, is ready to come, but many are not ready for his coming. Jesus wants to see as many people as possible repent of sin and be released from the powers of Satan and the fallen angels described in Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 12. Another scripture regarding being the spiritual invisible realm. If you want to see an example of how to see into the invisible spiritual realm, read 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. Okay? Also, Daniel 10, about the angel visiting Daniel. That's spiritual warfare. The encounter Daniel had with the angel. The angel had to fight Lucifer, Satan, prince of Persia, before he could deliver this message to Daniel from God. The archangel Michael had to come and assist Gabriel. Gabriel is the messenger, the angel messenger of God. So it was Gabriel that Michael had to come and assist in order for Gabriel to deliver this message to Daniel. And the same thing is going on in the world today. I'm sure God is trying to deliver a lot of messages to people, and Satan is interfering. Okay? I am a discerner of spirits, and I have seen with my eyes, heard with my own ears, a lot of things that's going on in this world today. And I know for a fact that God is trying to communicate with a lot of people, and these people are being deceived by Satan. They are being discouraged. They are being doubtful. So many obstacles are being thrown in their way. I know, because a lot of obstacles are being thrown in my way. I can't tell you how many times I've been hacked on social media, how many times my computer has been hacked, my phone has been attacked. My phone was attacked just recently, this past week. Okay? So I know what's going on in this world, but let's continue with what this show is about. Amen. We must continue to pray to our Heavenly Father, and He will provide us with warring and ministering angels to help us as needed. Whatever problems or situations we're being challenged with, I find Psalm 64 and Psalms 35, chapter 35, verses 1 through 10, have been two great prayers that have helped me numerous of times. So we must continue to pray until we get a breakthrough, similar to what the prophet Daniel did, as it is revealed to us in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. Now, this scripture helps us to understand what happens in the invisible spiritual realm. Now, I want to talk about the Middle East conflict that's going on right now. A lot of people don't understand what's going on in the Middle East. It's misunderstood by many people who don't realize it's a continuation of ancient historical events during biblical days. For example, Iran is Biblical Persia. And they just recently issued a statement that the United States Navy does not belong in the Gulf. Iran is in complete control of the Persian Gulf, they say it. Okay, this was a warning to the United States Navy. Iran warned the United States Navy they do not belong in the Gulf. Okay, so unless a person follows biblical prophecy, they wouldn't know Iran is in biblical prophecy. In the book of Daniel, Daniel's vision, Persia will arise as the great power of the region, followed by Greece. By this, we also know that the time is near for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And here's a list of scriptures, sources, scriptural sources, Daniel chapter 11 and chapter 8, John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 9, Psalm chapter 19, verse 12, Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 5 and verse 7, Matthew chapter 24, verses 30, 31, and Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. As I said, we are a prayer ministry, and we do follow the word of God. And we are guided and directed by the Holy Spirit of God. And if you follow me on Twitter, I post news stories that's closely related to Bible prophecy, just like the one regarding Iran, who issued a warning to the United States Navy. There are also fake accounts still floating around with my name of Jonah's sister due to Russian online hacking activities and atheists who don't believe in Jesus Christ but somehow have problems hearing or reading the truth about Jesus Christ and the Word of God. So this is both interesting and amazing to me. Okay, so I would like to say that we will be trying to acquire a premium talk show time. God is blessing us each and every day. So I'm looking forward to that. Final thoughts is Revelation 17:17, where it reveals that God will put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. So people really need to focus on this scripture, Revelation 17:17. One world government is coming, ready or not, people need to be prepared. I would like to end with a prayer. And anyone listening, please pray in agreement with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, I ask you to break and destroy in Jesus' name any curses, side effects, influences, or stings of any curses that have been placed on me or anyone I have prayed for and all those praying in agreement with me right now, including our children, our grandchildren, our marriages, our homes, any places or residence where we are living, any vehicles we travel in, our offices, lands, properties, or buildings, our businesses, our ministries, our finances. I ask you, Lord, to do this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14:14. Lord Jesus, I ask you to give us peace and sleep tonight and keep us safe, according to Psalms 4, verse 8. And Psalms 127, verse 2. I ask you, Lord, to give us your beloved sleep tonight. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to keep your hands on us while we are sleeping tonight and speak to our hearts tonight. I ask you to do this in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us, over our sleep, over our thoughts, over everything in our rooms, over our homes and everything in our homes or wherever we are sleeping. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ as our protection. Heavenly Father, I ask you to remove right now, remove from us any hurts, any turmoils, any pains, trauma, shock, and any anguish that are deep within our souls that have been created at any time in our lives that need to be removed. Heavenly Father, I ask you to loose right now into each of us a spirit of love, peace, joy, and restoration. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Okay, with the few minutes we have left, I would just like to end with this song. Thank you for listening. And remember, we will be trying to get a prime talk show program. So we're working on it. So just keep us in your prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Come out of this world, God's people, come out of this world, God's people, come out of this world, God's people, come out of this world. God is calling his people, God is calling his people, God is calling his people. Out of the world, be not of this world, God's people, be not of this world, God's people, be not of this world, God's people, and follow him. Follow Jesus, all people, follow Jesus, all people. Follow Jesus if you belong to him. Prepare to meet the King, all people. Prepare to meet the King, all people. Prepare to meet the King. Are you born again? Jesus is coming for his people. Jesus is coming for his people. Jesus is coming for the body of Christ. People get ready to meet Jesus. People get ready to meet Jesus. People get ready. Prepare to meet your King. Come out of this world, God's people, come out of this world, God's people, come out of this world, God's people, come out of this world. Amen.